word of God is light. The word of God is truth. The word of God is life. Join God's servant, Apostle Jonathan Shekonia of Family Worship Experience International, as we journey into the reality of kingdom truth.
Lift your hands and then express your desperation tonight. Say, Lord, speak to me. I want more. Talk to him. Say, Lord, I want more. I'm desperate. I'm desirous to receive from you. Tonight I came to receive. I came to receive. I came to receive. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Father, tonight, our hearts, our spirits are open, ready to receive from you. We ask the Lord, help us. Teach us. Cause us to rise to new levels of insight, of grace, like never before. Thank you, precious Spirit of God. Hallelujah. In one more minute, can you sincerely talk to the Lord? Say, Lord, teach me something tonight and let my life rise on the strength of that. Teach me something tonight and let my life rise on the strength of that. Kodaba shata briyande ketia zata barada da baye de gebesh kola barada ba shedeke La brande kobarata kesitaya. Jata barada bako saketesha. Erra babayi da bro satake. Kabala da basha. Come and talk to the Lord. Lord, teach me something. Lord, help me tonight. Teach me something. Help me tonight. Rabba shateke. Bambra te kobashkete. Barada basha kateya, brande kosa, jata barada baba kosha. Hallelujah, hallelujah.
You are my everything, my destiny. You are my everything, my destiny. I love you. I need you. I love you. I need you.
Father, help us. Help us. Inspire us. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Are you excited to be here? Please walk to somebody, celebrate somebody for being in church. Bless somebody. Come and bless somebody. Bless someone. Do that happily. Do that happily. Do that happily. Come on, is that all? Two more people. Two more people. Hallelujah. All right, can you give the Lord a shout of praise as you return to your seat? Hallelujah. All right, please be seated in the presence of God. Be seated. Hallelujah. December is coming to an end already. Are you excited to be in December again? Amen. All right, tonight, let's examine few things in the Word of God and then we'll trust God to pray. Luke chapter 2. Please use the keyboard. There are many things you don't have now, not because you didn't pray. There are many things you don't have now because capacity has not been developed. Many. The Bible said God, Jesus speaking, He said He gave them according to their several abilities. Is that true? Not according to their prayer points. A man can be prayerful. When capacity is not developed, he won't receive. And your not receiving is not wickedness. It's for your good. There are things God can give you when you are not ready, they end up killing you. Hallelujah. And this is why it's important that every believer ensures that there is consistent growth, development of capacity. Not just prayer. That you are praying does not mean you are growing. Hallelujah. There are many prayerful people who are truly not advancing. And this now will surprise many of you because for an average believer, your entire concept of growth is that you pray 2 hours every day. That might not be true. Or that you study 3 chapters every day. That might not be true. These things are important. Already we know as spiritual people the few things that put together to make you spiritual. Is that true? And we are not negating the place of prayer, studying the word. I do all of these things. Everybody should do them. But these things in themselves are not a proof of growth. Please increase the bass a little. Are not a proof of growth. Hallelujah. And I want to start a teaching. I'm not sure I will finish this today. I'm very, very sure I won't finish. And I don't know. We will do a carryover, right? Into next year. Is that it? We are not in a haste. Is that true? Yes. Provided the growth can be well structured. And you see, that you are growing again should not make us happy. Except we are able to ascertain that your growth is structural. I mean that is structure. Let's assume you are trying to build this hall right now. And you put 15 blocks here. Then you put 2 over there. Then you put 3 here. Are you building something? The answer is yes, you are building something. Is that true? But then, are you building structurally? After a while, you're going to realize that you have something built, but very scattered. Is that true? And this is amazing. And also surprisingly, this is how many believers are building their lives. And the reason for this is because there is this pressure upon our spirit. Everybody wants to ensure something is built. But the question is, are you building according to pattern? Our father preached a message recently, the God of Patterns, right? Many of you have listened to that. Listen, in the kingdom, the glory doesn't show up until it is built according to pattern. Exodus 40, the Bible says, as soon as Moses was done building according to pattern, something happened. Is that true? The glory descended. So if you are building your life and it's not according to pattern, don't expect the glory. No. No. And it's our desire in this place that God help us to build according to pattern. So we are not in haste. If it means carrying over this teaching into next year, no problem. Because already there is shortage of time. How many weeks do we have to finish this year? All right. 3 weeks is not sufficient. All right. Growth. Write it down. Growth. Growth. For the ways of the Lord are the ways of wisdom, and we choose the way of the Lord. For the ways of the Lord are the ways of wisdom, so we choose the way of the Lord. Can you personalize it?
Oh, for the ways of the Lord is a way of wisdom. So I choose the way of the Lord. I choose the way. Choose the way of the Lord.
I choose the way of the Lord.
I choose the way of the Lord.
I choose the way of
the way.
I hope you are singing.
Of the Lord
is the way.
Oh,
of wisdom.
Hallelujah. So you see, God desires every believer to grow. When you get born again, He desires that your life become progressive. And the reason for this is that our God is not a stagnant God. Right? And then He tells us in the book of Hebrews that the path of the just, a man who is born again, his path is supposed to be shining brighter and brighter until the perfect day. Meaning in the kingdom, men don't arrive. In the kingdom, men don't arrive. The reason for this is our God is the God of endless possibilities. So that when you unravel a dimension of Him, by unraveling that dimension, instantly you realize there is something that was not shown you. As soon as you see a reality in Him, that in itself opens you up to another level of hunger. Then you realize that you didn't even see anything in the first place. So this keeps you restless in your pursuit of God. It keeps you constantly hungry. When you come for a meeting like this, somehow the hunger you brought is satisfied. But while you leave, there is a technology in the spirit that leaves you hungry again by the door. You see it? So that you are able to return back to His presence. And the songwriter sang, he said, the more I know Him, the more there is a vacuum in me that needs to be filled by the same personality. The more I know Him, the more I want to know Him. Hallelujah. There are endless possibilities in God that does not afford you satisfaction. So that the more you know, the more you receive. So the path of the just is supposed to progressively advance from glory to glory, from faith to faith, from one dimension to another, from one level to another. Your stagnation doesn't bring glory to God. If you are born again but not growing, it has no way at all of giving God glory. Hallelujah. So God expects that everyone that is born again grows. And this is why you can see men restless, angry with themselves, angry with everybody as soon as they realize that growth is no longer happening. Is that true? So they lament, I'm no longer growing, things are just falling apart. Stagnation is not a good thing. It's not a good thing. So God expects men to grow. Because even Jesus Himself grew. Luke chapter 2 verse 40. Let's take our text from there. Now watch this, everybody. And the child did what? Talking about who? Jesus.
And the child grew. So in the kingdom, there is a provision for growth. Everybody should always rise to newer levels. Do you know, let me say this, I think I've said this before. Without encounters in the kingdom, without encounters, Christianity can become boring. This is why you can walk out, for instance, today was Sunday. If you had gone around here, you realize there are many people who didn't go to church. Is that true? When you ask them, are you a Christian? They tell you, I'm a Christian. Why didn't you go to church? If they want to be sincere with you, the reason for not going is that they are tired. Why are you tired? The reason for their tiredness is that each time they go to church, things happen on the same level. Nothing new happened. Nothing strange happened. So they go expecting certain things, and that's exactly what they have. And now they are tired asking questions. If this is all that is obtainable in God, then I think I know everything about God. You see it now? If this is all God can afford, Pastor, is this all? Then Pastor say, yes, sir. Do you know how the pastor say, yes, sir? By not bringing something new. By your not bringing something new, it's already a sign you are telling them this is all that God has to offer. So they've been going again and again and again, and there is nothing new happening. So they are tired. Without encounters, without new things happening to your spirit, to your life, Christianity in itself can become boring. And this is why Jesus sent us the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. Imagine the testimony of that young man. He was in the public just walking, and then the presence of God came on him. He had to look for somewhere to sit down to digest it first. When your life becomes like that, even you will know that Jesus is making sense. There are believers who doesn't even know what it means to feel the presence of God. When a man is saying, I feel the presence of God, they are wondering, so is it like a cloud? Is it like a wind? Is it breeze around you? What exactly are you talking about? Then we've confused many average people. The guy just walks into the church, then a song minister or a man of God comes, says, I can feel the presence of God all around here. And then he's asking, is he only on the stage? Because if this thing is true, everybody should be able to experience it. Is that true? Yeah. Everybody should experience it. So the Bible said the child grew. Jesus himself grew and became strong. How? In spirit. We're going to come back to this scripture later. And then the Bible said he was filled with wisdom. So permit me to put it this way. The child grew. Number two, grew in the spirit. Number three, grew in what? Wisdom. And then grew also in grace. Give us verse 52. Now he simplified it, telling you who he's talking about. And Jesus increased, another word for growth. Jesus increased in wisdom and stature. And the word grace used here is what here? Favor with God and with men. It's not sufficient that God has favored you. It must be endorsed by men. You see, we'll come to this shortly. It must be endorsed by men. So that if you have noticed that your life is not growing, believe me, God is not happy with it. Jesus said, hearing is the Father glorified. When what happened? When your life bears fruit, is that true? Then the Father becomes glorified. Meaning he is not glorified when you are stagnant. When there is no improvement, when there is no advancement, you've been born again for 5 years, 2 years, 10 years, revolving around a circle, nothing happening. Your life is not bringing God glory. Yeah. So herein is the Father glorified, that your life produces fruits, that your life advances from one level to another, from one dimension to another. So what is growth? Write this down. Growth is a systematic and strategic increase. A systematic and strategic increase in size, in strength, and in stature. A systematic increase in size, in strength, and in stature. Mark the selection of the words. Systematic. Strategic. Increase. In size. Listen, do you know that a man can be growing, but he's not aware he's growing? This is one amazing thing about spiritual things. You can be growing, but you are not even aware you are growing. You can be making progress, but you are not aware you are making progress. This is how a believer grows. The growth of a believer, you know, most of the times in scripture, a man is likened to a tree. Is that true? And then in other places, especially Psalms, he talks about a man likened to a palm tree. Why will he use a palm tree? How many of you have seen where they build this palm tree, then remove the palm wine from it? When that palm tree wants to start growing, what happens? It starts growing from the inside. Is that true? It doesn't start from outside. No, palm trees don't grow, carelessly. The growth happens from inside. So even the palm tree from the outside is not aware something is happening. But there is a strategic increase from the inside. It's systematic in nature. Whenever you see a palm tree that is growing, stand and watch it. Amazingly, the thing is happening inside and increasing. The outside is not feeling like anything is happening. But certainly, there is something happening. Hallelujah. This is how a believer can be making progress. So this guy is listening to the word of God. He's having time of communion with the Lord. He's having time of intimacy. He listens to messages. He's reading books. But after a while, he comes to tell you, Kai, my life is not growing. Question, how did you know your life is not growing? And you know what do we use in measuring wind? Wind gauge, ba? What do you use in measuring temperature? What do you use in measuring water? What did he say? Watermeter. Write it in the exams and you fail. Woefully. Hallelujah. So which one do you use in measuring your spiritual growth? Spiritometer. How do you now ascertain growth or not? So these things are spiritually discerned. If you don't have the discernment to know that something is happening, you can be frustrated around thinking nothing is happening. One time, a dear lady met me, I think 2 weeks back. She said, sir, she really looked worried. I said, what's the problem? That after service one day, not here anyway, somebody just walked up to me that is part of that church and told me, you stopped growing a long time ago. Then I told her, what did you do? I went back home worried and I was crying. I said, so somebody will come and tell me I stopped growing. How did he know? I understand this can be true. But it can be true depending on who is passing the message. Right? Somebody carelessly sin because he's trying to practice on his spiritual gift. I mean, his prophetic ministry. Then he will now use it to rehearse. No, do you understand? After service, he just meets you by the junction there and say, come, you in that service? Yes. The way you wore your shoe is a sign your spiritual life is walking towards left hand. And they use you, and you now that don't even know what's happening to you, go back home worried. Hallelujah. Growth in the spirit is systematic. At times you don't even notice it's happening. Right? For many of you who are maybe young ministers here, the first day you laid hand on somebody and he fell, you were surprised. Is that true? You were surprised. You were wondering, so this thing has gathered like that. You didn't even know anything was happening to you all this while. But something was building inside. It's strategic. It's systematic. And for many of you, if God is taking you far, look at what he does with your life. When you grow to a certain level, he hides your growth from you. He's still part of the journey. Reason being that if he does not hide your growth from you, you might not even get to where he's sending you. Maybe he knows your kind of person. Little things puff you up. Little things can make you become proud, unnecessarily arrogant, He knows you are growing. To help you, what he does is that when you rise to a little level, he covers that growth from you. You don't even know you are growing. He's trying to humble you. Then after a while, he's now showing your maturity. Remember the parable Jesus gave? Maybe we might see that scripture later. Jesus gave a parable that a good man went to sow his tares. His seed. And in the night, an enemy went and sowed evil tares while men slept. And then they came and reported to the master in the morning. He said, should we uproot them? Look at what the master said. He said, allow both to what? To grow. Amazing. So God can allow you to keep growing, although there are things in you that are not yet addressed. So what he does is that he hides the growth from you. Because if he reveals it to you with the things growing alongside the spiritual seed, you might not last. So allow the thing to keep growing. And while you grow, he's now working on your pride, working on your mindset, working on so many things. After a while, the growth is accelerated to a level. Then he opens it up to you. People will look at you at that point and say, this guy, maybe he collected charm. No, it's not charm. God has been storing up something for him. The Bible says, if the cloud be full of rain, what happened? They will empty themselves. So God has been gathering it, and after a while, the heavens are open over you. You yourself don't understand what is happening to you. People around you are also scared of you. They are wondering, my God, I used to know this lady. How comes? God can hide growth from people. He can. So it's a systematic increase in size and is strategic in nature. Hallelujah. For instance, myself, the first day the Lord even asked me to pray with people, I told him I'm not praying with anybody. I didn't believe I had anything. After 2 weeks, he came again and I now decided I will obey. That's when we just started family worship. I think we were 20-something then in Kefi. The first person I touched, the person was on the floor. I said, Jesus. I stood there first like this, look at the person. The person was surprised for falling. I was surprised why he fell. So two of us were standing there. I said, Jesus. Let me move to the next person first. I moved, the same thing happened. I said, oh Lord. This thing is... All the while, I didn't know anything was happening. It was amazing that day. I remember going back that day. I sent text to a few people. I said, Jesus, something happened today. I was surprised. You see it? And God told me, I wanted to show you how far in your journey. That did something to my faith. You see, for someone, he would have just camped around it and believed, I've arrived. Well, yeah, now let's just start ministry and make noise all around. But for me, it did something to my faith. Hallelujah. A systematic increase, strategic. Number two, what is growth? Is a positive increase. I love this now. A positive increase that comes as a result of a consistent application of a principle. A positive increase that comes as a result of a consistent application of a principle. That is something you are doing again and again and again, and all of a sudden you begin to notice increase happening. Growth don't just happen. Increase don't just come. There is something that makes it happen, right? Behind everything working, there is a worker. Behind everything moving, there is some hand, a hand pushing it. So there is always something responsible for every action. When you consistently do a thing, after a while, it produces a result. So it's the increase that comes as a result of a constant application of a principle. For instance, anybody? Let's assume this lady is my biological daughter. Maybe how many years to come? Thank you, Jesus. Just have it in your mind. Don't say anything. Hallelujah. Let's assume she's my biological daughter. And I give birth to her. When you give birth to anything, sorry, human, of course, what do you call them? Huh? babies, children, right? Alright. Now I give birth to her. The day they give birth to this lady, was she like this? What happened to her? Growth happened, right? So, what brought about the increase? The growth. Remember the second definition. A consistent application of a principle, right? The principle might be more than one. So while this lady was giving birth to, she could not eat anything hard, but the mom started giving her milk. Is that true? She kept taking it every day. After a while, she could now swallow something hard. So consistently, she kept eating, she kept birthing, she kept going to school. She didn't stop eating to become who she is. Right? When you give birth to children, something keeps happening to them. Then after a while, the baby begins to metamorphose to become something that you desire. If you give birth to a child and after 3 years, the baby is still not crawling, are you happy? No, as a father, I won't be happy. In fact, I will do everything, humanly speaking, to ensure this baby grows. And if nothing happens, I can begin to visit anywhere I know that is a solution. Is that true? I will go to hospitals, meet doctors. If doctors give up, I will look for a man of God. That's for a natural man. For a spiritual man, the first person he looks for is a man of God. Is that true? Then, she keeps eating. She keeps sleeping. She keeps doing what again? Relating with people. All of those things, she keeps doing it again. Drop your hand, don't worry. Again and again and again. And after a while, she starts taking steps. Then after a while, she's walking. She's running. After 1 year plus, one day, look at her and say, nursery school. Is that not? Whoever told you to walk brought you into trouble. So every morning, you better school start. Is that true? Then she keeps relating with people and learning. After 18 years, she's becoming mature. Now she knows what to do. But something kept happening to her. Brother, natural things teaches about the spiritual. You cannot pray today and pray after 3 months and expect to have it. No, you see it? If this lady eats, no matter how old a man becomes, he still eats. Even without teeth. Have you not seen old men that don't have teeth? Have they stopped eating? They will tell you, grind it. Do whatever to the food, but ensure. Then when you bring it, they'll just take it in and then they are just closing their eyes and destroying the thing with their tongue. No matter how old a man becomes, he still is. Brother, that's exactly how it is in the spirit. Men don't arrive. You have to keep eating the word of God. You have to keep praying, having time of communion, having time of retreat to check yourself again and again. Then growth keep happening. Then after a while, she's now 25. She'll come and meet me and say, Daddy, there is a man that has been liking me for 3 years. Why are you turning your face? What's the meaning of that? When that happens, I'm sure you'll come and meet me. Alright, he said he's coming. And he's going to come and pay. Then, if I'm whatever tribe, I will calculate everything I've spent. God bless you, darling. From her primary school. For me, at that point, I believe I should begin to benefit from her life. Herein is the Father glorified when your life bear fruit. Then maybe at some point she gets a job. Now God is beginning to establish her. After a while she can package an offering and come. Say, Daddy, have this. Herein is the Father glorified when your life keeps rising from one level to another. If you are stagnant, God is not happy. Because your life is almost like a liability. So long as a child remains a child, he keeps receiving from the Father. Is that true? He does not contribute to the family necessarily. The only contribution is that he wakes up in the morning, Mommy, I'm hungry. And there are believers like that. Every time they set out to pray, oh God, you are the great provider. He knows already. Oh God, you must answer your name. And they threaten the Lord with all kinds of prayer. All their prayer is, Lord, bring something. Lord, give me this. Lord, bring me. And the Lord is watching and saying, do you know I have a need also? Can you grow up and begin to give me something? For instance, I'm the God that does not worship myself. So how about growing to a point where you can come into my presence and all you do is, Lord, I love you. I honor you. I adore you. Today, my coming to your presence was not to ask for stuff, was not to ask for anything, but just to talk. And while you are there, before you check your time, you've been there for 2 hours. You've been there for 3 hours. All you are doing is talking. Then when you are rounding up, you say, Lord, thank you. You are so amazing. And then you leave. And the Lord is saying, this boy is growing. He didn't ask me anything today. Growth is happening. That's exactly how it is. This boy is growing. And do you know that by loving God enough, everything answers to itself? Believe me, everything begins to fix. There are many believers who are asking things that have not come for 2 years. And God is saying, don't you know another way? When you try one pattern for 2 years and it doesn't work, is that how dumb you are? Try something else. There are principles in the kingdom. Listen, I was teaching somewhere yesterday, I believe. And I told them the realm of the spirit is like an international market. There are many currencies you use in transactions. Right? You can go there with naira and still buy something. Go there with pounds, still buy something. In the realm of the spirit, faith is not the only currency. There are many currencies you can use in transacting depending on what you want to buy. Depending on what you want to buy. There are things only the life, the currency of intimacy with the Holy Spirit can afford you. There are many things that don't come by, ja, da, 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 da. Lord provide it, or I just do something. God will say, do it now, now, now. Don't wait. Tarry no more. There are things by just arriving and worshiping Him. There are demons you don't even need to bow. I mean to bind. There is a song, demons tremble at your presence. So if you want them to, listen, demons tremble at the presence of God. But when a man carries the presence of God, they don't even see the man again. As soon as you arrive, whether it's you or God, what they see now is what you carry. So you can also make them tremble by carrying the presence of God. So it's for you to find the key that brings the presence of God upon you. There are many ways you can transact and make things happen for you in this realm. Hallelujah. Growth. Increase. A constant application. You want to be anointed? There is a pattern. There is something you keep doing. You want a business to grow? There are many pastors like businessmen. They don't pay attention to the ministry God has put in their hand. They are always here. Tomorrow they are there. After 2 years, they wonder why things are not working. Why will they work? There are businessmen too like that. They touch this, they start selling granite. When people are recognizing you as a major granite dealer, they see you coming with peanuts. They now say, all right, maybe the Lord spoke to him. Peanut. Then they now see you coming with, only you know. You want me to see something again? Hallelujah. Constant application. Constant. Hallelujah. This is exactly how the church runs. There is something that happens again and again in the church. The church runs as a system. Right? God gave it a name. Because He expects that after a while, your life should become something. Your life should grow to become something. Give us Ephesians 4 from verse 8. So to be able to achieve it, to be able to attain it, He set certain men in church to guide you until your life become. He said, therefore He said, when He ascended on high, He led captivity captive and gave gift to who? To men. Please, let's read through. The gifts He gave to men were men. Are you aware? Of course, by now you should know. Now, this, He ascended. What does it mean? But that He also first descended into the lower part of the earth. He who descended is also the one who ascended far above all the heavens. Meaning there is not just one heaven. There are heavens, right? This is for another day. That he might fill all things. Next verse. And he himself gave some to certain people. He gave them the gift of who? Apostles. So me, I'm a gift. Say amen. Yeah, some of you will now say, okay, I'm teaching you on practical times. I'm not proud. Hallelujah. I'm a gift to whoever is listening. Then he gave some prophets. Then some evangelists, pastors, and teachers. Why? For the equipping. Watch this now. He wants your life to keep improving. So he didn't just allow you to guess your way all through. Remember Jeremiah said he will give you pastors after his heart. And the pastors have an assignment so that they can feed you with knowledge and understanding until your life become what God wants it to be. So he said, for the equipping of the saints, for the work of ministry, so that when the saints are equipped, they now go out and begin to do the works of Christ. Herein is the Father glorified. When everybody in this place becomes a worker, we are not done with that place, becomes a worker, then it's for the edifying of the body of Christ. Then next verse. Now watch this. He said, till we all come to where? There is something he's looking for in the body of Christ. We are not yet there. There is a height he wants all of us to come to. We are not yet there. He said, till we come to the unity of the faith and of the knowledge. Not just having faith, but knowledge. We should come to that point where everybody in this ministry has the ability to transact in the spirit. You see it? I was so happy with the testimony of the young man that the lady was putting pressure on him to ensure that, I mean, the promotion comes. Is that true? Imagine that. That's exactly how our life should become. Everybody here should come to a point where you can transact in the spirit. Hallelujah. He said, till we all come to the unity of faith, of the knowledge of the Son of God. That is an exact posture he wanted us to come to. So he created a system called Ecclesia, the church. Set men in them, train them, equip them. Hallelujah. Listen, that a man is growing physically is not a proof that he's growing spiritually. That is a costly assumption that men have, that so long as you are growing, then everything around your life too is growing. Brother, it's not true. No, it's not true. It's not true. Let's see a scripture with me. Let's go back to our scripture. The book of Luke. Let's dwell there a little and then we just got to pray. Give us verse 40, yes sir. Luke 2:40. The Bible says, and the child did what? Grew. The first growth being talked about there is your physical growth. The bodily growth. The child grew. The child grew. So this is the one everybody has. Of course, I know there are a few people who don't here and there. Like we're ministering somewhere, I think 2 weeks back, they brought some babies. One of them had an affliction. The neck could not stand for a while. And you know, that's a terrible thing. But praise God, the baby was healed anyway. Right? This is exactly what we're talking about. Where we begin to do the works of Christ. So the Bible said the child grew. Everybody is growing. Everybody is increasing. But the thing is, you shouldn't just grow and stop there. And this is where I have problem with, not really a problem, maybe a challenge. When people are born again and you keep pounding on the issue of sin, it's right, it's fine. But if that's all you teach them, now that they've stopped sinning, what next? No, question. Live a righteous life. Fine, we preach holiness to here. We preach righteousness. You should be a man of character, a man of integrity. Fine. Now he has decided not to sleep again with a woman. He has decided to stay pure. Question, what next? The child grew bodily. Fine. But it didn't stop there. Something else happened. Then the Bible says he became strong in spirit. A spiritual growth also happened. Listen, you vet your spiritual growth, number one, by your understanding of his ways. Do you understand the ways of the spirit? Do you understand the ways of the kingdom? Do you know how things are done in the kingdom? Is a sign, is a proof you are growing. If everything confuses you, you don't know which law brings this, you don't know which principle guarantees this result, then it's a sign growth is not happening. Hallelujah. And listen, when a man is growing, most of the time he dabbles into all kinds of results. He might not even know what is responsible for that. But God expects that after a while, you should be able to master something. There are many of us here who, there are certain things in your life, you know how it works. Is that true? For instance, favor. There are many of us who have found the key to favor. Don't just think it just happened. No. Don't just think men just pray for the sick and they are healed. No. There is something that happened. There is something you know. There is a pattern you follow. As soon as you have it, as soon as you know it, you can be sure that result can happen again and again. Spiritual growth, your understanding of his ways. Number two, your ability to transact in the spirit. Bring the required value, the required currency, and to have whatever you desire is also a sign you are growing. Hallelujah. I want to have money. Question, what do I do to get money? I want to have favor. Question, what do I do to have favor? I shared something today with the workers. I think I heard this on Saturday. That someone watched the commentary. Watch this. There is an arrow that was shot towards a man or to a man. And the law guiding that arrow is this. If that arrow touches you, there must be a death. Either you or somebody can choose to die on your behalf. But as soon as the arrow touches you, there should be someone dying. Spiritual loss, right? As soon as, even if it's just a scratch, someone should die. So if the arrow meets this guy now, this lady can choose to say, okay, let me die for you. She's smiling. In her mind, she's wondering, testimony, what did you do? Me, die for you. And as soon as she agrees to that, this guy can start living. Brother, this transaction in the realm of the spirit. Huh? This is exactly what happened to William Branham when he was about to die. Two of them in an accident with his wife. His bones broken. The woman died, but her body is still okay. Then he said, carry my hand and put on her. As soon as his hand touched her, she came back to life. He died. Who told him that in the realm of the spirit you can exchange lives? Do you know right now if a wizard wants to die, he can choose to give somebody and his life is prolonged? Who showed them that one? An apprentice witchcraft don't know that one. If you are just learning the modus operandi of witchcraft, maybe they just brought you in for 3 months. You don't know you can add it. We even use you. No, a grandmaster can look at you and say, when did you come in? 3 months back. All right. He can use you. A sign that you are now advancing in it is that you can use somebody. You see? So in the realm of the spirit, even in this kingdom we belong, all of these principles were supposed to be ours. How on earth did Jesus die and expect that all of us will have life? What mystery is that? One person died, then all of us have life. Have you thought of it? So a sign that you are growing as a believer is that you know how to transact in the realm of the spirit. The Bible said there are people who do business in deep waters. Their business is not in shallow water. When everybody is just doing things here and there, stumbling into certain resolve, not knowing what is exactly the requirement for having it. There are people who, whenever they appear, that thing can happen again. Whenever they come, it can happen again. Can you take out 1 minute and pray in tongues? Say, Lord, grant me mastery in the spirit. Come on, pray. Pray in tongues. Mastery. Mastery in the spirit. Kabarada basiketia. Baranda subalate kebaradia. Zambra teko sate peketia. Rabagabashate. Kedabasha. Brandeko. Lord, mastery. 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 Damparate kabratoze ketia. Embarate kabashate kedia. Erabros gabale de brashete mendeka. Errorabasha bate kedia. Elembra toko zakati elekesh. Lord, mastery. Mastery. Let me be able to transact in the spirit. Kabarada badakatia. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Job said, in the days of my youth, the word of God was upon my tabernacle, the mysteries of God. And on the strength of those mysteries, I was able to enter a place and old men stand to pay honor. You are dragging people here and there to respect you. Look at a man. No, do you know in the realm of the spirit, something happened and then trigger another thing to happen? Things don't just happen. Job said, I knew something so that when I step into an environment, even elders bow to me. There is something I knew. Young men will see me and refrain from talking. When I arrive, even the mountain pour oil like butter for me. Can you imagine that? I wash my feet with butter, but there was something upon my tabernacle, the mysteries of God. A sign you are growing is that you can transact with spiritual laws. So you use the laws, give this one in the spirit and expect. Do you know that a man of God can look at you? 10,000 people applying for a job. He tells you have the job. And amazingly, you will come back with a testimony. Question, what exactly did he trade with in the realm of the spirit to put everybody behind you and then single only you out? Is something everybody should know. See, the day you know this, you will live life on earth like a mystery. You become not just a normal human being. People will wonder, do you know when a man is into diabolism, when things happen to him, people are not surprised? No, for instance, you know that this guy is a wizard. If you see him driving a car, will he be surprised? Or you know he's a ritualist. When you see him driving a jeep, will you be surprised? This is exactly how a man can master the laws in the spirit. This is exactly how you can master the laws in the spirit. And then certain results in your life become normal. They become normal. And when you brag about them, people might think you are really proud, but it's not pride. Hallelujah. A man of God can come into a place and assure you that everybody will be healed. And amazingly, people will be healed. Is that true? Another can come and shout, everybody will be healed. And maybe 3 people out of the 15 will be healed. He knows something, but it's just that he doesn't know it complete. Spiritual growth, the Bible says he grew physically, fine. But he also grew in the spirit. The ability to transact. The understanding of laws in the spirit. The Bible says Moses had the understanding of the ways of God. But the children of Israel were surprised. All they kept seeing was the act. So Moses will appear in a place and talk to the rock. And water will gush out. They say, my God, Moses is a God in the midst of all these people. Hey, let's drink. He will arrive at the place. They are hungry. Say, don't worry, tomorrow, manna. They came and said, we are tired of eating manna. In Egypt, we used to eat meat. He said, don't worry, tomorrow. And meat drops. He was a wonder to them. In fact, God told him, he said, go to Pharaoh, I will make you a god. and with a God, how many things are possible? When you become a God and few things are not possible for you, you are not a God enough. Huh? And remember what the Bible said. He said, for ye are gods, children of the Most High. And he said, the scripture cannot be broken. Meaning there cannot be a reverse on that scripture. Every believer is a God upon the earth. Do you know you have an advantage over unbelievers? No, you do. Watch this. Daniel, in the midst of wizard, necromancers, all the astrologers, the Bible says he was set as their head. As their head, a wizard. Then you carry a believer in church and say, okay, from now, all of your magics and all of your talisma, he's in charge of them. So when you want to kill somebody, he will tell you that person will not die. You tell him, watch and see. Master, I've been killing people by this one. Just watch and see. He said, I'm telling you, you won't die. I'm reversing the law right now. What does it mean to be a lord over magicians? Meaning you know something they don't know. Is that true? This is a sign you are growing. I'm saying this because I know those days are coming back again. Yeah, here comes the days of Daniel again. Where you can look at a witch and tell him, bros, this will not happen. And instead of it, if you insist it will happen, then it will happen to you right now. Right now. And you don't brag about it, but you watch it happen. Transacting in the realm of the spirit. So he grew in the spirit. Then number three, the Bible says he grew in wisdom. 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 Your ability to know the solution to every problem is what we call wisdom. If you are stuck in a situation and not knowing where to go, you don't know whether to the left or to the right, it means there is a shortage of the wisdom of God in your life particularly. Your ability to recognize difference is also called wisdom. Your ability to profess solution to every life challenge is called wisdom. When everybody is confused and you are confused, it means wisdom is not present. If every of your decision is not producing result, wisdom is absent. If your life is not growing like it should grow, there is no wisdom. Because the Bible said, through wisdom is a house built. Through wisdom, things keep growing. Hallelujah. And my prayer is that every young person in this place become a wise person. And of course, everyone under the sound of my voice become a wise person. Each time there is a problem, you should be the first person they think of. No, that's the point we should get to. In your family, in your locality, when there is confusion, there is problem, who can dissolve this thing? You should be the first person they look for. That was exactly the life of Daniel again. The Bible said one time Belshazzar was eating and drinking with his Lord, and then he commanded that they should bring the cups his father took from Jerusalem. Bring them, let's drink in them. And then the Bible said, while they were marrying and dancing and drinking, a hand appeared on the wall and began to write on the wall. They've not seen that dimension yet. All of them were scared. The Bible said there was no longer spirit in him. And he called in all the magicians. Who can read this and explain? All of them looked and said, this is not normal. No human being can read it, not to talk of explanation. And then the mother came and said, there was a man in the days of your father. Brother, when you are wise, you are needed. When you are wise, you remain relevant. People can brag. As soon as their confusion puts them to shame, they will look for you. There was a man in the days of your father. If we can find him, we found solution. And as soon as Daniel appeared, they say, if you can interpret this, we'll put a gold ring and all of those. And he said, forget about them. We are not here because of those. We know who we represent on earth. And the Bible says he started reading Mene. Mene, take care of our sin. Oh King, you've been weighing a balance. Listen, when you have the answer, you are not scared. Huh? You only are scared when you don't know the answer. Hallelujah. Wise people, wisdom. Wisdom. Every man that reigned in scripture, we are men of wisdom. Remember, they brought Joseph out of the prison. He met the king and interpreted his dream. He dissolved all of those the mystery to the Egyptian. And as soon as he finished, he didn't stop there. He said, oh king, look for a wise man. Is that it? Wisdom. Look for a wise man that can handle this business. A man that can preserve foodstuffs for 7 years without decaying. If you can find such a man in Egypt, then entrust this to his hand. And the king said, we don't have such a person in Egypt. We are not that wise. You should be able to handle it. Brother, wisdom can give you access to where your certificate cannot. Yeah, it can. It can. Hallelujah. So the child grew in wisdom. And of course, when you read the life and study the life of Jesus, you will see the display of insight, the display of wisdom. Do you know there were many times they came to Jesus about to just finish him with questions? They will prepare themselves and come. Master, we are the Pharisees. We believe there is resurrection. Look at this guy, the Sadducees. They don't believe. They have a question for you. Alright, we had some brethren with us. If you say there is resurrection, and according to the law of Moses, when a man marries and he dies without having children, his brother should marry the woman and raise children for him. If he dies too, his brother should marry. Now we have seven brethren who married one. The first married one woman. They didn't have children. He died. The second married, died. They thought till seven of them had her. Question, if you say there is resurrection, when all of them resurrect, whose wife is she? If you are the one, your legs will just shake in. Is that not? Because when you do not know, you are scared. Then Jesus looked at them and said, you err greatly because you do not know scriptures. You read them, but you don't get the life that is in this thing. Who told you that in resurrection they are given in marriages? He said, all of us will be like angels that is not given in marriages. All of us will have glorified bodies. No man will marry there. All of them were quiet. Then the Pharisees too came. They were on his nerves. Master, should we pay tax to Caesar? If you are preaching freedom, say it now. And if Jesus has said pay tax to Caesar, they will say, so why are you preaching all of this things you are saying? If he has said don't pay, that would be another place of getting him. Then he said, give me the coin. Whose picture is on this? They say Caesar. Say it's simple. Give to Caesar what belongs to Caesar. Give to God what belongs to God. The Bible said they became quiet, they just walked away. And you know what the Bible says? It says from that day, nobody asked him a question again. That is the way your wisdom can silence foolishness. Yes. From that day, nobody asked him any question again. At some point, they came asking him questions. He said, see guys, I've been answering your question. Let me ask you one. If you can answer that one, just one, then I will answer you this one now. The baptism of John, was it from God or from men? The reason, the guys too were intellectually smart. They say, if we say, they gather together. So when he asked them one question, they will have to gather together to take counsel, to find the answer. But all of them will gather him and he will dissolve their doubts. They gather together and say, see guys, if we say from God, he will say, why didn't we believe him? If we say from men, these guys will think we are scared of them. So they came to Jesus and said, we don't know. Demonstration of wisdom. And Jesus said, if you say you don't know, this question you're asking me too, I won't tell you the answer. Brother, you should be wise. Do you know that Stephen died because certain men were envious of his wisdom? Read the book of Acts. The Bible said while he was disputing and doing all of those wonders, the Grecians were angry. Where did this guy get this wisdom? This thing is saying, we want to say them too. We don't know where he picks them from. They were angry. And then they said, alright, let's accuse him that we heard him insulting Moses and the temple. Can you pray in 1 minute? Lord, the spirit of wisdom. I want to be wiser than my enemy. Let me be smarter than them. No, pray. You will be surprised how your life will rise. Each time people need solution, you will be the one they are looking for. Lord, make me smarter than my enemies. Make me smarter than my colleagues. Make me smarter, wiser. Kota patekaya. I refuse to be a dummy in this dangerous world. I refuse to be unwise in this wicked world. Make me smart, oh God. Make me wise, oh God. Each time there is a problem, let my superiors look for me. Let my superiors look for me. The wisdom of the Spirit. Ancient wisdom. Ancient wisdom. Ancient wisdom. Kota parate kete. Bambros kopaya. Leperasa teke. Jamparos ketia. Paparate kete. Wisdom in business. Wisdom in career. Wisdom in ministry. The lack of it can lead to stagnation. The lack of it can lead to unfriendly situation, pain. Taparate keti yalasha. Jambros koperiteke. Sapeyenekeja. Tambaroso toko. Lord, the wisdom of the Spirit. 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 Ancient wisdom. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Jesus looked at the people one time. He said, why are you like this? When you look at the sun, the weather, you can tell us when it's going to rain. How is it that you are not smart when it comes to spiritual things? No, he was surprised. It's like he was wondering. You can look at the weather and tell people when it's going to rain. But this spiritual thing, you don't tend to understand them. He expects us to be wise. He said the children of this world are in their generation wiser. Can you imagine that? Then he now advised us. He said, be gentle as a dove. But be smart. Be as wise as a serpent. Can you imagine that? And do you know what the serpent has is a corrupted wisdom? You have the original. Satan can be mighty, but you serve the Almighty. No, you see it now? You serve the Almighty. The Bible says all powers. How many powers? All belongs to who? To the one you serve. You have an advantage. See, you can't be in partnership with God and then you are not wise. No. Paul prayed, he said, let the eyes of your understanding be open. You should be smarter than this. Let it be open. Hallelujah. You will be a mystery in the realm of business. You will be unexplainable. Listen, do you know you can come to a point where your bosses can sit you down to ask counsel from you? No, it's a provision in the kingdom. David said, I became smarter, wiser than my teachers. So there is a provision that a man can become wiser than the person teaching him. While we were in secondary school, we had one math guru. He can be looking at the math teacher, something like this, then he will start smiling. If you see him smile, the guy is getting it wrong. No, he was that smart. While the guy is solving, he will look at, when he starts smiling, all of us know this guy is about to be put to shame now. Then you will stop. When he reached the end, he has not gotten the answer. The guy will say, sir, you missed. At this point, this was a step. Then all of us now will be looking in wonder, looking at him as a mystery. I was not a science student. Why are you looking at me? I was good at something else. There is that provision in the kingdom where you can teach the people teaching you. And do you know that wise people don't brag about what they have? In fact, they don't show themselves until they are needed. They can allow everybody to express their foolishness. Then when everybody is done, they will come with a solution. They look so gentle, so innocent. They don't even look like they have what you need. And listen, God is going to make you become wise. You will become wise. And get this, when you reach to that point, do you know what? Be humble. When you arrive at a place, let's assume things are misbehaving. Don't show yourself until everybody have expressed whatever they have. When it's time for God to lift you, what he does is that he creates a problem only you can solve. He will complicate it and create a challenge only you have the answer to. And you don't need to shout. Allow everybody, they will try. When it doesn't, they will look for you.
They will look for you. Wisdom. So the child grew in wisdom. And then the Bible says, number four, now he was in favor with God and with men. Favor with God and with men. I'm so excited because this is the end of the year, festive period. I'm bringing a word of prophecy to someone. The favor you've not seen before. It looks like the year is coming to an end already. But listen, God can use these 21 days to settle you for life. And I prophesy to someone, the favor you've not seen this year, from January till now, may it come to you speedily. May it come to you speedily. The proof that the favor of God is on you, the proof that you found favor with God, is that men too shall favor you. I therefore prophesy that men from now favor you. There are things you will have between now and the end of this year that you don't need to pay for. You don't need to pay for. In the name of the Lord Jesus. If there be any project that looks like it can't be completed, I declare that the favor of God gives you speed. The favor of God brings peace to you in the name of the Lord Jesus.
Please be seated.
If everything you have, let me repeat this, I've said this before. If everything you have now you bought with your money, you need what I'm about to say now. You need favor. If everything you have, you use your money to pay, nobody has ever walked up to you to say, my dear, take this thing. My dear, take this cup. If that doesn't happen to you, irrespective of whether you're a pastor, a microphone holder, like the young man said, or a bench sitter, a bench, whatever it is. Let me not call bench woman. Nobody wants bench in this place. Hallelujah. But whatever category you belong, if nobody have walked up to you, I know there might be people like that, who nobody had ever favored you. Enough of that from this night. No, believe what I'm saying. Believe it. Enough of it from this night. Do you know what favor is? God becoming the money and giving you what you don't have money for. When God chose to become the money you would have used in purchasing this camera, and a man looked for you and carried the camera and give you, and you don't have to pay anything, that's what we call favor. The name of the Lord, the Bible says, is a strong tower. Meaning the name of the Lord can be money. The name of the Lord can be whatever men need. The name of the Lord. And the Bible says he had favor with God and with men. When a man has found favor with God, look at what happened. Men will be compelled to favor you. That's number one. Number two, the good that men would have done to Jesus, were he here physically, that's what they begin to do to you. So if I'm looking for Jesus to give this as a gift, I don't need to see him bodily. If truly this young man has found favor with God, I should be able to give him this, because at that point he's no longer representing himself. He's representing the government. You don't tell me you found favor with God and men are not favoring you. You don't have it yet. Any man, whoever gave you something, there was a voice that spoke to him to give it to you. No, is that true? Some of you have sown seeds. Some of you have given things to friends here and there. You quietly sat in your room. Nobody told you anything. Quietly you heard a whisper. Carry this cloth now. Give it to Sam. You say, Lord, but I like the clothes. Give it to him. You try to fight the voice for 2 hours. Then he just entered. Give it to him. You package it. You're whistling in the spirit. Lord, I don't know what you are doing. But I'm just compelled to obey this. Listen, whoever has ever given you anything, there was a press on their spirit. Men don't just give. There is a voice that compels them to give. No, don't think that somebody walked up to you and gave you 10,000 was because he liked you. No, sir. When people give you money, they have need of that same money they gave you. No, are you aware of that? That I carried money and gave you does not mean I don't have need of it. But there is a voice I hear that is beyond what I can control. So I'm pushed. Although I don't like your personality, but I come to you and say, see, oh boy, I don't like you, but take this thing. That's what favor is. And from now, may you step into that realm. We are men, might not like you. Help this lady.
Men might not like you, but they are compelled to do to you what they should do to Jesus. What's this? I was following Shiloh. Please be seated. I was following Shiloh, and one of those days in the morning, Bishop Abioye was preaching, and he said, one time they wanted to get a land, I think, to add up to Goshen here. And then they asked the man, how much is the land? The man said, 20 million naira. Then he said, bring me the man. When the man arrived, the man said that was the last price. He can't reduce anything again. Then he asked him, if Jesus were here, how much will you reduce? The man said, 1 million. He said, to me that I'm representing him, how much? He said, 1 million. He said, so we're giving you 18 million. He said, yes, sir. Everybody, other pastors have gone. You think it's just because he's bishop. There is something at work in him. Other pastors went and talked. The man said, 20 is 20. Didn't you understand? 20 is 20. But a man that understands, he has found that favor with God. No, it's at work. So he told him, if Jesus were here, because what you do to me in place of Jesus is called favor. You are looking for Jesus to give something. You can't find him. Then you just collide with me. Say, you look like him. Take. Help that young man. It's a sign. It's a sign. Hallelujah. Favor with God is not complete until you begin to have favor with men. Listen, favor with God is not complete until you begin to have favor with men. That is the validation that your life right now is beginning to obtain favor with God. That nobody likes you. Everywhere you enter is just a matter of 2 days. They begin to dislike you. Brother, please get favor with God. There is a way the favor of God can be on you. Huh? And it will be stronger than currency. Believe me, the favor of God is stronger than currency. What you are looking for now is 10,000 naira. But when God steps in with favor, what he can buy for you with favor can be in millions. Huh? Believe me, when God steps into your life, what you are looking for is 20,000. But what he can buy with favor is in millions. So if you set before me money and favor, what I will choose is not money. No, sir. If you set before me money and favor, as a matter of fact, favor is the attractor. It attracts money. Naturally, favor attracts money. Look at that young man. He said, this week, every car he enter, he must see somebody in that car that pays his transport. What do you think that is? God is trying to tell him there is a way you can travel without money. No, you see it now? You want to travel, you will ensure there is money in your pocket. God is telling you, why are you limiting me? You can travel without money in your pocket. Some of you have embarked in long journey before, and while you were standing on the road, a man just parked, maybe with his heelers, and asked you, where are you going? Makodi, can you join me? You arrived, Makodi said, please, how much is this? He said, no, come on, I enjoy the company. You are a nice person, God bless you, please have a week. Brother, things like that happen. Men have traveled this nation without money in their pocket. It happened on the currency of favor. You can celebrate, and of course it will happen. You will celebrate this Christmas on the strength of favor. Believe it. On the strength of favor. If you are here, this teaching, I'm happy it came timely. So that if nobody has ever favored you, believe me and believe God, the end of it has come. Yes, the end of it has come. There are many of you, every money that has ever entered your account, it was a real business transaction. Nobody ever told you, please send me your account number, I want to bless you. It has never happened to you. That's a curse. It shouldn't be. No, it shouldn't be. All the clothes you have to enter the boutique and try all of them. Nobody have your measurement. Even your best friend. When they come to you, they say, boy, do you have my own? If you don't have my own, why will I have your own? No, that's the problem. Favor with God and favor with men. And the Bible says, wherever, do you know that Jesus, very loving Jesus. I want to be surprised now calling Jesus. I still call the name again. Jesus, sweet Jesus. You see, everywhere he entered, the Bible says multitude. Is that true?
if you're a man of God and you don't have favor, no matter how anointed you are, people will run away from you. Believe what I'm telling you. There are people who are anointed, but they wonder why things are not working. People can come around them in a moment, they just like them, and they are nice. After a while, they shake hands, they can do anything. After a while, they look at him and then just walk away. Some of you have been here now since this ministry started in 3 years ago. Some of you have been here 1 year ago. Some of you 2 years ago. And you are, I know some of you have told me, you don't even have a plan living yet. Even when you want to travel, you are angry with yourself. Why must I? Do you know that part of it is not just because I'm anointed. It's not just because you like the way I preach. There is this aura of God's favor in this place. Believe me. That's why when you see something working in a place, don't assume it's just one principle that is making it work. There are many things put together. Huh? There are many things put together that makes it work. Hallelujah. Many. 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 So you're a man of God. You need that favor. The Bible says wherever Jesus entered, multitude. Wherever Jesus entered, crowd. Wherever Jesus entered, multitude. It was the favor of God. The Bible says he grew and increased in favor.
You'll get the glory. You'll get the praise. You'll take the honor. I just want to say thank you. You get the glory.
You get the glory.
You get the praise.
You get the praise.
You take the honor.
You take the honor.
I just wanna say thank you.
Thank you.
And listen, do you know favor can be transferred? Huh? That's what's about to happen to some of us this evening. Believe me. Believe me. One time, I think 3 years back, there was this dear lady in Kefi. Let me share this very interesting testimony. This dear lady in Kefi, she graduated there. And while she graduated, she had planned to move to Zaria. She wanted to go and be in Zaria for a while, do school of ministry. And she stays in Kaduna, if possible, just stay around there. And guess what? She watched my life and realized that I have this uncommon favor with my spiritual father. Uncommon favor. It's a privilege. He loves me so much. I know it. Uncommon favor. And watch this. She said, I want to go to Zaria and I want to have this kind of favor Apostle has with his father in his place, the same man. So anytime I'm in a retreat, she comes to my house in the evening and kneel down by the door and pray for like 1 hour. It looks stupid to you now, right? She will come and kneel down. I'm inside for 3 days. I don't even know. It was later. She was now sharing the testimony. She will come and kneel down by the door. Lord, when I go there, whatever it is, I might not know the law governing this. I might not know exactly. But as I go there, the same favor he has with him, I want to have it. She kept praying that prayer. Do you know when she left to Zaria? Testimony upon testimonies. In fact, right now, the main one is testimony, but you can come personally to hear the testimony. Very close. Very close. Recently, she sent me a text, told me that Papa told her, my dear, the man that will marry you, I will personally supervise his life. No, imagine that. You think it's normal? How many people have heard that? My dear, the man that will marry you, I will personally supervise his life. So he has no reason to fail. Personally. I will supervise his life. Just like he's supervising my life. Hi. You see why? This is the reason why some people cannot fail. Yes. If you see something happening, check the hand behind the person. Favor can be transferred. You desire it, you can have it. No, you can have it. You can have it. We're going to pray. You will tell the Lord, Lord, this level I am, number one, thank you for it. I didn't bring myself, you brought me. Thanksgiving. Lord, number two, I think I'm supposed to have grown now. The Bible says, he told him, he said, you dwell long enough on this mountain, something should happen to you. There should be a shift. I know you've been blessed this year. I know you've seen the favor of God this year, but something can happen again. No, something can happen again. The year has not come to an end. It can still happen.
I believe in the possibilities of God. It can still happen. God bless you. Lord, thank you for that blessing, but that's not all. Me, I know the kind of God you are. You are the God that can double results in a week. You can double results in a moment. This is not just hyping you. I've been preaching for more than 1 hour. I'm telling you the word of God. God has the ability to multiply your happenings in a moment. In a moment. Do you know that Jesus was so favored that even fishes cooperated with his ministry? No, even fishes cooperated with his ministry. At some point, no money in the purse of, I don't know where Judas was, but there was no money. He looked at Peter and said, oh boy, I know the favor at work in me. Go to the river. The river is closed. Even fishes understand what I carry. The first one you will bring will have money. When did fishes start giving men money? And the Bible said he went and cast his hook. And the first one he brought out, sincerely, there was money in the mouth. Brothers and sisters, you truly can carry the favor of God to a point where even inanimate object can cooperate with your life assignment. Inanimate object, they are not living. They are not living. But as soon as you arrive, what you carry compels them to work in partnership with you. Have you not heard how that the stars fought for Deborah? No, it's in your Bible. What do you think that is? That you are in a battle. You are now limited. All you know is exhausted. Then cosmos will look at you. The entire universe will look at you and say, how do we help you? We know that God has favored you. We don't have a choice than to favor you. The Bible says, and the stars. The stars. The stars fought for Deborah. That was favor. Jesus, right from his birth, when he was just 1-2 days old, the Bible says some men were restless. They heard a voice. They saw angels from the east. Ah, yeah. Somebody's about to hear a voice to favor you. Believe me, somebody's about to hear a voice to favor you. God is about to talk to someone to favor you. The Bible said three wise men quietly doing their business, and all of a sudden, an angel appeared. All of a sudden, a company of angels appeared and started worshiping. And there was an announcement. A child is born. A child is born. A child is born. And the Bible said they walked, navigated. What's this? Now listen, please hold it a while. Do you know that even the stars that directed the wise men was a mark of favor? When the stars started walking and directing men, and the Bible said the star was directing them, you are about to miss your road. Oh no, this is the path. Until they got to where Jesus was. And the Bible said they brought out all the precious things. Gold. Frankincense. Myrrh. Spikenard. They brought all of them out. As a baby, he started receiving seed. As a baby, but someone had to appear to compel the wise men. The wise men had never in their life traveled to visit any child. They were serious businessmen, but they heard a voice. They heard a voice. Listen, there are people who heard your name. Let me share this testimony with you and then we'll pray. One time, a dear lady in Kefi came to my house in the morning. And then there were plates in my house, the ones I ate maybe the previous night. She just saw the plates. And then she decided to wash the plate before she even knocked at my door. She just entered the burglary, carried the plates, washed them. And after washing, she knocked. I didn't even know she had washed the plates. I just attended to her while she left. A man that has been seeing her and asking her, how are you? Told her, I need to bless you. And she came back and told me, sir, this man knows me. He has never in his life attempted to give me anything. But that day he looked at me and said, I need to bless you. And he transferred money to my account. Then guess what she said? She said, sir, I want to be washing your plates every day. Brother, it can work. Men don't just favor you. There is something that compels them. I can be in a dear need of this hanky, but I can carry it and give this young man. Yes, I can give it to him. Not because I don't need it. Help him. Not because I don't need it. Help them, these speakers, please. But the reason is I heard a voice. I heard the voice. He needs it. He needs it. Is someone ready to step into something fresh? I told you the remaining 3 weeks we have before Glory Retreat is going to be really, really massive. This word, by hearing this word alone, is too late for you not to be favored. Believe what I'm telling you. It's too late already for you not to be favored. The Bible said the words I speak to you, they are life and they are spirit. Each time you hear the word of God on a certain dimension of God, it comes with an empowerment that empowers you to become the reality of that word. Lift your voice in 1 minute, pray in tongues wherever you are. Inside, outside, come and pray. Come and pray. Ensure you are praying. Ensure you are praying. Ensure you are praying. Ensure you are praying. Kabarata patati kataya. Shabrate kete. Come on, outside, are you praying? Are you praying outside? Keparandeke. Shakabaladadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadad
Come on, 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 come on
You are activating something that will make your life become mysterious, that will make your life become a wonder upon the earth. No, you are activating something. Your life cannot be stranded. No, for how long? Never, never, never. Kabarada bashate, raba kate kete, raba broso peketi leketiya, raba bayere besha. Can you aggressively, with joyful heart, give God thanks for whatever He has done in your life from January till now? Can you thank the Lord? Say, Lord, thank you. Lord, thank you. Lord, thank you for bringing me to where I am. For bringing me to where I am. One more prayer point. Listen, there is this excitement in my spirit. Something already has happened. But one more prayer point. Oh God, by the mysterious favor of God, upon this spiritual lineage, upon this family, I escape my present level to a new height. I activate a new level by the favor of God. Upon this lineage, I escape this present level. I accelerate to a new height. Come on, lift the voice and pray wherever you are. Lift the voice and pray. I lift this present level. I lift this present level. I exceed this level. By your favor, I rise. By your favor, I rise. By your favor, I rise. In ministry, in business, in career, I rise, oh God. I rise, oh God. I rise, oh God. I rise, oh God. This one more time. These guys will play for 2 minutes and you are going to chant in the spirit. It's an activation. We are a mysterious people. Your life should not remain the same. You will chant and sing in the spirit. It's the songs of the spirit. You are activating something. You are activating a possibility. Is that okay? Come and do that in 2 minutes and I will pray for you. I will speak about your life. I will just speak over our lives and we are done for this night. That is the way something will crystallize in the spirit and you will know. You will feel it in your spirit. You will feel it in your spirit. You will feel it in your spirit. Palavata katapatekete. Rabababababa shata. Kedabakosa. Kedabakosa. Lende brasketo shataya. Leke baradadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadad
of the spirit of favor. There is an activation of the spirit of wisdom. There is an activation of the spirit of revelation. There is an activation of the spirit of wisdom. Let me share this with you and I will pray for you. I will just declare things and I will be done for tonight. Listen. I'm feeling to do this song. Please. But listen, I will do the song later. Listen. I know the kinds of favor I've enjoyed being part of this spiritual lineage. And listen, for the fact that you are here, access is granted you already. I know my father. Believe me, I know him. The favors in his life are almost strange, unexplainable. And there are favors I've enjoyed that I know it was not my spiritual life. It was not my effort. They came as a result of connection. The fact that you are connected to this house, I want to release the same anointing on everybody. Believe, whether you are outside or inside, that's not a fact. So let your heart just be open. Something will come on you. The mantles of favor are falling once again. The mantles of wisdom are falling once again. The mantles of revelations are falling once again. The mantles of insight are falling once again. Of course, the wisdom of God is at work in this place. The wisdom of God is at work in this place. Hey, da, 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 yo. Hey, da, 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 da. Hey, da, 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 yo. Oh! Hey. I pray connected to the grace of God upon the life of my father, Apostle Joshua Selman, and the favor, the spirit of wisdom, the insight into spiritual laws that are available in this spiritual lineage. Let them be released upon us as individuals, as a ministry, as individuals. At the count of three, you will shout, I receive. Inside and outside. At the count of three, you will shout, I receive. One, two, and now three. Receive it now. Receive it. Receive it. Receive it. Outside, take it. Take it inside. Receive it. Receive it. Receive it. Receive it. Receive it. The mantles of favor. The mantles of wisdom. The mantles of revelation. The mantles of insight. Understanding into spiritual laws and mysteries. Repete parosa. Repete kekata. Ebrate kekia. Rapambroskope repete. Lembraskope shata. I pray for everyone under the sound of my voice this night. Every individual under the sound of my voice. I activate the mystery of the word of God. I activate the mysteries that produces favor. And I declare in the name of the Lord Jesus. The kinds of favor you've not seen from January till now, may they come to you in the remaining 21 days. May they come to you in the next 21 days. Before the end of this year, may they come into your life. May they come into your family. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Anyone that is in position to favor you, that is in position to favor your parents, to favor your family, I decree this night, may they hear the word of God. Whatever has closed their ears not to hear your name, they are hearing the name of others except your name. From this night, may their ears be open to hear your name. May their ears be open to hear your name. May all the constellations, the creature, partner together with men to work for your favor. In this season, may the creature partner together with men to work for your favor. In the name of the Lord Jesus. And everything you've seen from January till now, may God double the result before the end of this year. May he double the result before the end of this year. In the name of the Lord Jesus. One of the things available in this spiritual tribe is wisdom. You can't be part of this place and you are not wise. It's a joke. It's a joke. This night, may there be an acceleration in your level of wisdom. This night, may God release on you supernatural wisdom. Ancient wisdom, ancient wisdom, ancient wisdom, ancient wisdom, like the wisdom of Daniel, like the wisdom of Joseph, in the name of the Lord Jesus. When there is a need, when people find you, may they find solution. When people find you, may they find solution. When you talk, may they not look for another. The meaning of that is, when you talk, the answer will be provided. In the name of the Lord Jesus. And finally, I pray. All of you here, if not virtually all of you have listened to the messages of our Father. Many of you have been under his ministration.
you know the kind of mysteries that are at work in his life. I'm beginning to enjoy just a little of it. But this night I pray that let access be granted to everybody. From now, may you begin to tread with mysteries. May you begin to tread with mysteries. May you begin to transact in the spirit with mysteries. In the name of the Lord Jesus. In the name of the Lord Jesus. What people are looking for, may God reveal to you cheaply. May God reveal to you cheaply. In the name of the Lord Jesus. I activate into your life destiny helpers. Destiny helpers. Destiny helpers. From this night, some of them will begin to literally hear the voice of God. And listen, it's possible some of them are not even born again. It's not a factor. The spirit of every man was designed to respond to the spirit of God. Yeah. So some of them will begin to hear the voice of God. Some of them will begin to hear the voice of angels. Some of them, angels will transform in form of human vessels to go into their office to talk for your favor in the name of the Lord Jesus. And this month, December, may favor build all of the things you have to do this season. May favor pay for everything you have to do in this season. In the name of the Lord Jesus. You are here. Nobody has ever favored you. Nobody has ever. You can't just think of any. And it's not like you are not surrounded with people who are in position to help you. From this night, that affliction comes to an end. It's an affliction. May it come to an end this night. And finally, I place the word of God upon your life. The word you heard this night, I place it upon your life. That wherever you enter, this word works for you. Wherever you are, this word works for you. In the name of the Lord Jesus. It is done. It is done.
In my life, be glorified. Be glorified in my life. Be glorified. Be glorified. Be glorified. You get the glory. You get the glory. You get the praise. You get the praise. You take the honor. You take the honor.
Now listen, we're going to do this song two more times. Everybody will declare to the Lord, take glory in my life. And listen, let me show you this. If you can decide it, that whatever God does in your life, he takes the glory, your life will become a mystery. Because most of the things he will do in your life is not because you even qualify, but he wants to take glory. He's eager to take the glory. But while we sing this song, wherever you are under the sound of my voice, you are not born again. This is the night you must make it right. Or you want to rededicate your life to the Lord, this is the night you must make it right. As we sing this song two more times, I want you to be a wise person. That's where wisdom starts from. In your ability to respond to the voice of God, you will begin to hear the Holy Spirit talk to you to come and surrender, to come and give and surrender your life to him to change and to work on. While we sing this song, wherever you are, outside the overflows or here inside, please, you will make your way to this place and I'm going to pray for you. Is that all right? If you are in that category, please just start coming. While everybody lift your voice and declare, you take the glory.
You take the praise.
You take the praise.
You take the honor.
God bless you, my dear.
You get the glory.
If God is talking to you, join them. God bless you.
God bless you.
God bless you. God bless you. Thank you so much for making this decision. I want you to mean it from the depths of your heart. And I'm glad you are making this decision for most of you when you are still very young. I want you to hold on to it and watch God build your life, beautify your life with His grace. I want you to pray this after me, and I want you to mean it from the depths of your heart. Let it not just be a poem, but mean it from the depths of your heart. Something is about to change by this prayer. Can you pray this after me? Say, Jesus. He says again, dear Jesus, I come to you this evening. I accept I need help. I accept I need forgiveness of sins. And I believe only your blood can do that. Wash me with your blood. Forgive me. Receive me today as yours. I'm born again. Thank you, Jesus, for saving me. In Jesus' name, amen. Father, I pray for your sons and daughters. I decree and declare today, let the grip of sin be broken. Whatever has dragged you back, be broken. Whatever has kept you back there, let it be broken. From today, a new life is given to you. The Spirit of God coming to you afresh. May you enjoy the peace of God. May you enjoy the presence of God. And from now, may He hold you by the hand and lead you. No more going back. May the Lord establish you and keep you till you become a vessel unto honor. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen and amen. God bless you. We love you. Thank you for making this decision. Hope to keep having you around. Please, in 1 minute, our counselors will attend to you and bless you before we close. Just go this way, they will direct you. God bless you. Come and celebrate them. God bless you. 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 Thank you for making this decision. The Lord bless you. Hallelujah. Are you blessed this evening? I'm convinced in my spirit that something has happened to you. No, I'm convinced. I'm convinced. Hallelujah. Now, before I pass a few announcements and we close, you know this is your first time here. Can we bless you? Wherever you are, please come quickly. Come forward quickly. Let's bless you. Whether you are outside or inside, this is your first time here. Please come quickly. God bless you. God bless you. Thank you for coming. 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 God bless you. We are honored to have you around. We're so honored to have you. God bless you. God bless you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you so much for coming. Hallelujah. Amen. We're going to pray for you. But before this, I sense in my spirit to just pray for some sick persons. If you are here and you are sick in your body, particularly the Lord showed me in a vision while I was about to come, somebody has a terminal disease and He said today is the healing. It's a healing day. Believe me. Believe me. Particularly there is someone, He called it a terminal disease. I saw it, the Lord healing somebody, and I decree when you go for test, it won't be there again. You are coming back with a testimony in the name of the Lord Jesus. And I declare whoever is here under an attack of sickness, as I talk right now, the power of God address it. It leaves your body instantly. It leaves your body instantly. Whatever moving object is walking around your body, from now, it loses its power over you. In the name of the Lord Jesus. And then for you here, thank you so much for coming. We are honored to have you in this place for the first time. This is Family Worship Experience. And we want to believe you've been blessed. Thank you for coming. We are honored. And we're going to pray for you and ask that the Lord add up something to your spirit. The Bible says a little here and a little there. We keep growing. Thank you. We are honored. And to be our joy to keep having you. We meet here every Sunday evening. Thank you. And God bless you. I will pray for you now. If there is any expectation in your heart, I want you to believe God with me. I want to join my faith with you.
The Bible says one chases 1,000 and two chases 10,000. A miracle is possible when you have a partner. Hallelujah. Can I pray for you, Father? Thank you for your sons. Thank you for your daughters. You are here today. You came for the first time. I declare that may God give you that first-hand miracle. If there be anything that has made you cry alone, nobody knows. You just enter and you're asking the Lord, when will that help come? I join my faith with you. I declare that the end has come. The end has come. The end has come. The grace of God resident in this house come on you. And I declare that whatever it is that need to begin to work from now will start working. And anything that has been a threat to your life, to your ministry, to your business, to your career, whatever has been a threat, whatever, right now as I pray, I see it living. I see it living. Let it be swallowed up in victory. Help this young man wearing white. The hand of God is on him. In the name of Jesus, let it be swallowed up right now. Let it be swallowed up right now. Right now. Right now. Right now. I announce to you that a new season has come. Yes, a new season has come. Go and experience it. The next time you are here, you come with a testimony. It is done. In Jesus' name. Amen and amen. We love you. We are honored to have you, and God bless you. Please ushers, attend to them quickly, and God bless you. Please celebrate them. Thank you. Keep celebrating them until they are gone. Keep celebrating them. Keep celebrating them. Keep celebrating them. Keep celebrating them. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. Thank you for coming. Thank you for coming. Thank you for coming. Thank you for coming.
We know that you have been blessed. You can follow us on our Facebook page at Family Worship Experience International, or contact us through our email familyworshipexperienceaog@gmail.com, or through these numbers 090-6368-2271 or 090-9491-8989. Remain blessed.